All right. Hey, everybody. Welcome to the Web Performance Dev Room, facilitated this year with Mozilla and Wikimedia. We're going to go ahead and get straight into it. And I'm going to introduce Baz Skouten. I'll pass this over.
In Yemen, the cost of a gigabyte of data is approximately $16. In Chad, the cost of a gigabyte of data is around $20. In Yemen, the average income, or the median income, is about $250 a month. In Chad, the median income is about $60 a month. Hundreds of millions of people in the world live in areas where they spend a significant portion of their income on their data bundles. They often lack stable charging facilities, and they can only imagine what it would be like to have the kind of high-end or even mid-end devices that people like you, I, or anyone else in this room have. Often, when we think about performance, we're making our websites faster. We're looking at making them faster and more fun to use in order to improve our conversion rates, to sell more products. I'm Baz Skouten. I am a principal engineer at Mozilla, and I'm the tech lead for Firefox Performance. And I'm going to talk about how performance is so much more than that. I'm sure that most of you are familiar with countless statistics about the limited means that the poorest half of the world's population live with. There can be no doubt that those people deserve the same access to information as you, I, or anyone in this room. Understanding the importance of that information equity means understanding the importance of web performance. When we're talking about performance, we're usually talking about one of three things. The primary thing, and the most obvious one, is speed. Speed is about how fast and how smooth the results of a user's interaction with your sites or services actually renders on their device. Another aspect of that, that sort of directly leads into that, is data usage. Obviously, before you've actually sent the data to the device, there's no way that they're actually going to be able to see what you're about to render, right? But something that's a little bit less obvious is that power usage is also an important aspect of performance. Not only are you going to help the environment by using less power, but you're going to extend the lifetime of people's devices, making their batteries last longer, but also causing them to heat up less, have less fan spin up, keeping the devices more comfortable to use, and decreasing the wear and tear and increasing the longevity. And finally, you're going to reduce the amount of heat, obviously. In the time we have together, I want to talk about how people living with more limited means are at a disadvantage for all three of these pillars of performance, and specifically also web performance. We'll go over what the global landscape looks like and the situation, particularly in the global south, that people are dealing with when we're thinking about some of these things. I'm confident that you'll be left more motivated to improve the sites, your sites and services, and as a result, that you'll pay extra close attention to the speakers that are here the rest of this day. For now, the first thing I want to talk about is raw speed. And when I talk about raw speed, what I mean is the performance of the CPU of the device that we're talking about. So this is basically how quickly, once a device has all the instructions that it needs to render something onto the screen, how quickly can it do that? And what does that look like? Well, over here, I've compiled a list of the most common, most popular smartphones for Africa versus Europe. Now, getting good public data for Africa is actually kind of hard, but that's not too important right now.